Here's Ragger, big old butcher knife. Uh-huh.
What type of those did you have, or any type of other sharp cutting instruments? Did you keep them sharp on a what?
Mother and Dad always had a big old wet rock, I call them. They still have it somewhere. It looked to me like just a big old piece of limestone rock. And I don't know, but it'll sharpen a knife. They use it to whet.
Did you see the ones that go around?
No, I've seen them, but that wasn't the kind they use.
Yeah. The big grind.
There's grindstones.
I've
seen them.
Did your granddaddy, did you ever see your granddaddy sharpen his razors? What would he use?
Yeah, a razor strap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
I believe my dad used to use a straight razor for a while. I'm pretty sure he did. I know my granddad used a straight razor. See, he had that old safety razor strap there.
Now, tell me, you used to milk cows, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Tell me about the work you had to do how would you call them up when you were calling up the cow?
I just like you call them today.
Well, down where I was down there, we always say, clinks, like that.
Always holler, sook.
Sook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you got them up there, did you have a place where you could
feed them, and we'd usually feed them and to milk them.
Where you could milk them?
Uh-huh.
A place where you'd put them when you were milking.
Well, no, we never really had a milking, barn like people that milk serval cow. We always milk for our own use. Sometimes when all of us was home, we'd milk two cows, but most of the time just milk one.
When you got them down there, you'd milk into a what was
it? Usually used, I believe, aluminum pail is what it was.
Yeah, kind of narrow at the bottom.
Yes, uh huh.
What'd you carry water around at the farm? Just some old wood? Did you ever say
that? No, we usually used about a 10 quart water pail. Aluminum, I guess it was aluminum pail mostly. Yeah. Some of them was zinc, wasn't it? Water buckets, they called them.
I
believe it was zinc.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, when you fed the hogs, you have something in the house, maybe you kept to throw all the stuff into and
wet.
And carry it out to them, maybe even the dishwater.
They used to. A lot of people would save it. Dad and them used to keep a big old, probably a 5-gallon bucket out to back of the house. They'd pour their dishwater and stuff in to call it mix-up slop for the hogs.
Yeah. That old slop bucket?
Yeah, slop the hogs. They'd take that and used to a lot and mix rice shards or wheat shards with it. And then mix it up, feed the hogs.
I saw those rice holes there in the bottom of the... Y'all never raised rice here.
No,
No,
they have to get those holes over at Jonesboro or Newport one.
Yeah.
They don't raise no rice up in this country.
Yeah.
They used to do a lot of row cropping up in this country, but it's... they hadn't done any row cropping up here to mount anything in last several years because this land is just not, it's too rough and